Some of the professional researchers who were present in Rome this week suggested this can only be the first stage. If it's going to be a useful process, it needs to have two or probably even three stages. And that shocked the designers of the questionnaire and of the project, because they hadn't realized that they were unleashing so much energy, really. And I thought it was just marvelous that such highly qualified people came together and spontaneously said, no, it's good, but we need to do more than you're asking us. What they have to go away and do is answer the questions like, what formation is offered to teachers of religion? Who pays them? Do they need bishop's authority? And so on and so forth. And then a picture will be built up. What was astonishing was that in some countries, people are being told to be silent because in Europe it's like this. But now they will have, if you like, to put it negatively, a weapon in their hands to say, no, it's not. There are many ways of doing things in Europe. And although this isn't a political exercise, it will actually stop some political authorities abusing their position and just bludgeoning the church into submission and silence. And one of the main issues is providing good formation, but how that's done varies tremendously already.